This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, but this is also going to air on the same Genesis network as the KE Report, only it's called KE Report Politics. We're starting out with Daniel McAdams. Daniel is the former Maine foreign policy advisor to Congressman Ron Paul, and he is now in charge of the Ron Paul Institute for Peace. Glenn, take it over, bud.
Daniel, thanks so much for joining us today. And begin, if you would, just tell us a little bit about the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity and how that fits into carrying on the liberty message that you started back in your days in Congress.
Well, first of all, thanks so much, all of you, for having me on. Glenn, it's great to talk to you again, and it's great to meet Al. I've heard so much about you, and also great to meet Corey, too. We started the Ron Paul Institute. When Dr. Paul announced that he was retiring, and we were all kind of shocked. But we knew that the movement he'd started, particularly with his two campaigns, was too important to just retire it. And so, you know, we decided to take at least a part of what Dr. Paul does, and really it's the war and peace issue, the peace and prosperity issue that we took over. So that would encompass our foreign policy, obviously. It also encompasses the civil liberties issues that Dr. Paul has dealt with over the years, the drug war, the NSA surveillance, the growth of the intelligence spying on Americans. And also, a part of the financial stuff, you know, particularly as it relates to how the operations of the Fed make endless wars possible by creating money out of thin air. In other words, if we had to pay for the wars out of pocket, we'd probably have a lot less of them. So we attached ourselves to Dr. Paul's longtime 501c3, the Free Foundation, as a project of it. And we've been going just about 3.5 years now since then. As a matter of fact, over the summer, just last month, we had our first major conference in Washington, D.C., which was quite a success. We're very happy about it.
Well, Daniel, the name Institute for Peace and Prosperity obviously implies that peace and prosperity are intertwined and interlinked. And when you have a lack of prosperity and a lack of peace, those, I guess, are intertwined as well. And we're in a kind of a bizarro world now where we have almost Orwellian language being used on by the new mainstream media and by official Washington about the global peace situation. And of course, the number one, I guess probably most dangerous, potentially dangerous situation is this ongoing fight that Washington's trying to pick with Russia. And I wonder, since you're here, and one of the things we'd like to try to do on this is expand and talk about some of the narratives that don't get talked about by people that watch either ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox even. So if you could kind of back up, talk a little bit about how the situation between the United States and Russia developed after the fall of the Iron Curtain, and how we maybe got to the point where we are today.
Sure, absolutely. And I would just start by pointing out that you're right. The peace and prosperity issue, they are so intertwined. It is so important to consider them together. And it is also so unfortunate that the goal of promoting peace, somehow conservatives have lost the importance of that. But there is nothing as anti-conservative as war, because war promotes the growth of the state at all levels. It destroys our civil liberties at home. It destroys our financial security. It really is the mother of all big government projects. So we have to reassert peace as a goal of conservatives, I think.
Well,
but going back to the end of the Cold War and what happened with the U.S. and Russia, you know, I think the end of the Cold War was a disaster for the neocons, who gained a lot of strength during the Reagan administration, unfortunately. And I think of course, it all started with Buckley and the idea that we must become like our enemy in order to defeat our enemy. We must become a national security state to defeat the communist state, which was a mistake, certainly in retrospect. But the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about, and the neocons who facilitated, were in a quandary, were in a panic after after the end of the Cold War, and they were floundering around for new enemies. And I remember I was actually living in Eastern Europe just after the fall of the wall. And, you know, immediately it was talk of NATO expansion. We got to get you in NATO. We got to get Hungary in NATO. And I was involved in a lot of the Lockheed Martin and the defense contractors that were coming over and wooing the governments in Hungary and in Eastern Europe, weapons purchases and all these sorts of things. So really it had a lot more to do with big business and keeping the money flowing than it did with any legitimate security threats that existed at the time, because at the end of the Cold War there really literally were none. So it was a matter of getting things going again in the very, very wealthy beltway, and we're seeing where they've gotten us. Not only have they gotten wealthy over these intervening 25 years, but they brought us to the brink of World War III. Who would have thought a quarter of a century after the end of the nuclear threat that we're facing it again? It's preposterous.
Well, Daniel, you know, people elected Barack Obama, who immediately was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, thinking that they were going to have a different foreign policy, whether you agreed or disagreed with that perspective change. That's what people thought was going to happen. It was very interesting to people who on the left, but who have seemed to have ignored it, that, for example, Mr. Obama's Secretary of Defense was George W. Bush's Secretary of Defense. And so you have now key officials of the State Department, say Victoria Nuland, for example, being one, who is the wife of the Ocon Robert Kagan, who was a key actor in the architecture of the George W. Bush administration. The more things changed, the more they stayed the same. Why do you think that was, and what, if any, policy differences do you detect on the ground in terms of the issues you've been discussing over in towards Russia and Eastern Europe, out of, say, between the Bush administration and the Obama administration?
You're right, Glenn. I mean, it was a real con game that this was going to be a peaceful foreign policy. So like Lucy holding the football once again and so many people believing it. But what I think happened, and I think this started back in 2006 when there was a famous UN summit that adopted the R2P, the Responsibility to Protect Doctrine. And what that means is that a nation's sovereignty is no longer absolute. And that was one of the few good things about the UN, the very few good things about it, is that it was built on the idea of national sovereignty. But with the dawn of R2P, it meant that if the UN decided that a country was not doing enough within its borders to promote justice, to act against egregious violations of law, then the international community, quote-unquote, had a legal right and even obligation to violate that country's sovereignty, to go in and overthrow the country or to attack it. And so this was a doctrine that sort of brought the left into loving war, probably even more than they did before. You know, they at least had the outward appearance of being anti-war. Remember the 60s, the anti-war movement. But what the R2P did is it brought the left fully into the pro-war camp. And so you see people like Samantha Power, the great humanitarian concerned about people's lives. She's the U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., and now she's completely on board with R2P. She's completely, at every opportunity in the U.N., preaching war with Russia, preaching war on Syria. So this is, I think, one of the most significant shifts in sort of political philosophy over the past 15 or 20 years, is how the left has come to embrace war, because they've been able to redefine it as something that has a nice humanitarian feel about it. But, of course, if you talk to the victims on the ground, they probably have a different story to tell.
Yeah, Dan, I think the greatest example of what you're talking about right now is certainly what's going on in the Middle East. Not the Far East, the Middle East, obviously. You know, you start with the idea about making the world a better place by introducing all these folks, even though their history and their past actions are totally, totally in opposition to what I'm about to say. But, you know, that we're going to make your country warm and fuzzy and democratic and everybody's going to be equal, et cetera, et cetera. And so in the eyes of God, we're doing the right thing. That is the biggest hoax, in my opinion, that's ever been put on American society. Having said that, we have to take a real quick break here and be right back with Daniel McAdams.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're continuing our discussion with Daniel McAdams here. Daniel, the thing that I think is on a lot of people's minds right now, certainly on my mind, is the situation in the Middle East and how the Middle East is really controlling the actions of much of the free world right now. What are your comments on that?
Well, I think, you know, once again, Al, it all goes back to interventionism. The U.S. adopted a very interventionist foreign policy toward the Middle East pretty early on in the Obama administration. And actually, to be fair, The plans for regime change in Syria came under the Bush administration. There was a cable from the U.S. Embassy in Damascus that WikiLeaks released. It was written in 2005. And in this cable, an embassy officer outlined 7 or 8 steps, if I remember correctly, of how it could destabilize the government in Syria and encourage an overthrow of that government. This is 2005, 2006. One of those points that he made was to gin up the threat of radical Islam in Syria to disorient and destabilize society, which, of course, is exactly what happened just a few years later. There certainly is a precedent to U.S. foreign policy doing that. If we look back to the U.S. response to the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in 1979, where the U.S. embraced radical Islam to overthrow the Soviet-backed government in Afghanistan. So the idea that radical jihadists are somehow a tool in our toolbox that we can use and then clean up and put away when necessary, I think is an extraordinarily dangerous thing. But it's that interventionism starting early on that's led us to where we are right now, which is frankly on the brink of nuclear war with Russia.
Daniel, it's a scary topic all around because you are correct when you say that some of the big powers in the world, especially the U.S., played a role in establishing some of these now enemies to the U.S. and having these different aspects fighting different areas in the Middle East. Maybe it's because I read too much of the mainstream media, but I don't hold out much hope for any sort of peace coming into that area of the world. What would you say, hopefully, on the contrary to me?
Well, you know, I would say that, you know, the philosophy that I think we all more or less share, which is libertarianism, for lack of a better term, the one thing that makes it very attractive, in my opinion, is that it's not a utopian philosophy. We don't promise a perfect world if our philosophy is adopted. We don't promise heaven on earth. That is for another realm. We do promise that things will be better if our philosophy is adopted. If the philosophy of non-interventionism, of the golden rule, do unto your neighbor what you would have him do unto you, had been adopted by U.S. policy, foreign policy practitioners, the Middle East would not be in the state that it's in. Iraq was maybe not a place that we would want a vacation under Saddam Hussein, neither Libya under Gaddafi, or perhaps even Syria under Assad. However, they were held together, they were secular governments, and they had no expansionist ambitions. So the lid was on these societies. They chose to live differently than people back in the U.S. may have wanted. However, it really was none of our business. And when we came up with this messianic idea that we could make them just like us is when we really put a match to a powder keg.
You know, the one comment that I have to make here, Daniel, and I kind of like your opinion on this one, but there is a very strong train of thought out there. Actually, it was a published plan that came out years and years and years ago from the Israelis, and this is no comment necessarily positive or negative about Israel, but the plan was that they felt that their best defense was to destabilize, cause conflict among the neighboring countries. That way they could minimize the chance of serious physical action towards them.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that was I think you're talking about the plan that was written for Netanyahu back in the mid-90s by the American neocons.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're right. Backing up, you make a good point. This is not a criticism of Israel per se. I mean, just as we criticize our neocons here at home, there are neocons in Israel who embrace this idea that the best thing to preserve peace is to have preemptive wars. So it certainly, I think, it framed the issue. And if you look back at what they wrote, it was called A Clean Break. And it was Bill Kristol and the Kagans and all of the usual suspects who wrote this. You know, the idea was to take out Iraq, to take out Syria, to do all these things and, you know, basically divide and conquer. In the end, I don't know, even if it does leave Israel the last place standing, I don't think they're going to feel very secure with a bunch of crazed head choppers running around. I think it's a lot of hubris to think they can control these people. So they may have ended up making a batch of pretty toxic stew that they're going to have to be soaking in.
Glenn, what do you think about everything that Daniel is saying here in regards to the Middle East and the U.S.'s influence in what has been happening?
Well, I think as Daniel indicated, or at least alluded to, that we have been trying to play this and other countries as well, this chess game over there, where on one hand, the United States does things for one purported set of reasons, but at the same time, there's a whole complex other set of things going on. Proxy wars between allies and Sunni Islam versus Shia Islam, geopolitical fights over pipelines, those sorts of things. But you can't sell war based on those kinds of precepts. So you do it based on humanitarianism and the like. And Daniel, I know our time is very limited here, just a couple of minutes left, but I'd like you to comment if you would. Obviously, you mentioned information that was known to you and others because of organizations like WikiLeaks. The left was very fond of when Assange and his group were leaking about what with some of the machinations of the George W. Bush administrations, but now they are seem to be clamping down awfully hard on Assange in particular coming out of the Obama administration. And the time we have remaining, can you just say a few words about the state of independent sources leaking what should be potentially public information that's being held secret by governments?
Well, one of my favorite things of recent vintage is Chris Cuomo on CNN. I'm sure you guys all saw this, where he said, now, don't you forget out there, you're not allowed to look at these WikiLeaks documents. Only we in the media are, and we'll report to you what you need to know about them. So I think that says about everything about how the mainstream media feels about us finding out what these people are really up to. You know, the cheating that's going on in the DNC, cheating Bernie Sanders, and these sorts of things. And Glenn, you're absolutely right. The hypocrisy of the left is astonishing on this, almost as astonishing as the hypocrisy on the right, because when the shoe was on the other foot, they saw things very, very differently. And now that their candidate is in the crosshairs, all of a sudden they want to drone Assange. Or no, I guess that was Hillary who said she wanted to drone Assange. But if anything, I hope this tells the American people once and for all, the mainstream media is not doing its job. It's not investigating. It's not informing. It's simply acting as lapdogs to whatever party, whatever group is in power. And that is so dangerous in a free society when you have a media that assumes that role.
It's not dangerous. It is dangerous, but it's absolutely not frightening. It is absolutely terrifying. Daniel, thanks so much for taking some time. We truly appreciate it. We want to get you back on the show much more often. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're all going to be right back with former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. The Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity is one of the most important organizations in terms of having the ability to increase political awareness, not only in the United States, but also in the entire world. We want to thank Daniel McAdams again for giving us some insight into this very important organization. You know, the title says it all, peace on the one hand and prosperity on the other hand. This is something that Dr. Paul has always stood for, in addition to standing for small government and individualism. Peace and prosperity is what his philosophy is all about. We are privileged to have Dr. Paul with us on our inaugural radio show, KE Politics. Dr. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's very nice.
Glenn, you suggested when we were show that we talk with Ron about how everything that you talked about, Ron, politically, militarily, what's going on in the world, whether it's financially, what have you, it's all coming true yet again. It's 6 to 10 years later, depending on what the starting point is. What do you see as the future? Pessimistic?
Well, in the short run, I certainly am, because the mistakes have to be erased before we can get back to practicing the principles of liberty and getting back to economic growth. So we're in a depression when it comes to personal liberty and the size of government invading our privacy and all those things. Of course, the economy's in the same situation. But I'm optimistic, because I think there will be a change. We will declare bankruptcy. We will get a new currency. We will have a renewal. I think the groundwork has been laid by many organizations. Just think how many people you may have reached in these last 10 years or so that you've been, you know, spreading this message. And just think of like Lou Rockwell, what he has done mm-hmm. with the Mises Institute, or Bumper Hornberger with Future of Freedom. I mean, there are dozens of these. When I became interested in this, probably in the 60s, maybe even late 50s, but in the 60s, I came across the Foundation for Economic Education. That was Leonard Reed's group. And that was the only place I could find information. It was certainly not on the television. There weren't too many stations, and that might have been a fortunate thing. But the TV said you couldn't get information about liberty and free markets, the Austrian school. And it has changed totally. Now we have an internet, and I keep thinking of a prediction some libertarians made about, oh, the internet is out, and people actually post books on the internet, and you can go there and read those books. And I looked at them skeptically, and I thought, I don't know about that. Maybe so. But so far, I don't like, and up until this date, I still don't like reading a book off the internet. So I found out later on, though, that you buy more books because you can order them so quickly. You order them one day, you have them the next day. So this is, to me, wonderful. And I think the message is loud and clear. I've had a lot of experience talking to a lot of young people over the last 8 years. And I know a lot of people paint the young people that they're all obsessed with socialism and Bernie Sanders. I just don't believe that the case. And besides, we don't have to have large numbers. You don't have to wait until there's 50% of the population agreeing with us. We need people in key places that represents an opportunity to spread ideas. Ideas are what are important. That's where I'm optimistic. But on the short run, I don't make predictions and worry too much about the election and how, what are the differences and all. I think that the election is not going to make much difference in the next year or two or three. Government's not going to shrink, you know, and all of a sudden our liberties aren't going to all of a sudden come back depending on whom we elect. So I think long term, ideologically, we're making headway. Politically, it's a disaster. We only have a dozen people probably in Washington that really care and are spreading a message, and they don't quite realize how influential people in the deep state have more to say about what's going to be the aftermath of the election than any of the politicians.
Ron, I think one of those comments that you made to kick off this interview about how you think that the country will declare bankruptcy and essentially, I believe, sort out their finances, or at least that's what I take away from that. You were around and actually predicting the financial crisis of 2008. Unfortunately, nobody listened. I then want to go to you and discuss this concept of the U.S. getting its finances back in order. Do you think we're on the right road? What needs to happen?
Well, the first thing is I don't look at myself as somebody that can predict and I know what's going to happen and what the markets are going to do tomorrow and this sort of thing. But I do observe about the trends, and I pay attention to the Austrian School of Economics because they teach that you can detect trends, you know, if you, and economic laws, you know, print too much paper money, it'll lose its value. What you can't predict is exactly when and what will be the event, international event or an economic event or some psychological event, and there's a panic and things have to change. But through the early part of this century, it was very obvious that a bubble was occurring, you know, in the housing bubble. And it wasn't like I was a great predictor. It was just common sense telling us from an understanding of the business cycle that that won't last. And I think that's what we're facing today. We're facing today a huge, huge bubble, much bigger than anything that existed in 08, which precipitated that crisis. And I think the bubble is in the dollar, the too much dependency on the dollar, which is being weakened constantly now. We can see the signs that people are starting to leave the dollar if you look at what China and a couple other countries are doing. And also the whole problem here is that the debt is not sustainable. But I think people will finally give up on the dollar, and there will be a panic. They will leave the dollar. Not that it will totally disappear. I think it's a possibility that they realize what will happen and maybe some dollar will exist, but not under today's circumstances. The debt has to be liquidated. The malinvestment has to be liquidated. The markets are more powerful than the politician. Yeah, well, you say, Ron, you're wrong, because look at what Bernanke did. He salvaged the system, and they brag about how they saved it. Yeah, they saved it. They saved it for a bunch of wealthy people on Wall Street and in the banks and the international bankers and other organizations and all these things. But who suffered? Well, the middle class is getting wiped out, and that's what this campaign is all about, the anger out there. But there's no connection in the campaign with the true economic factors of malinvestment, debt, and that has to be liquidated. And therefore, it's going to continue to bubble up, I think, the distortions of both the malinvestment and the debt will be so bad that the market will demand it. So it's, to me, I look at it as an individual. If the four of us speaking today all own one business and we were in trouble and we couldn't borrow any more money, we had borrowed to the hilt, and they won't loan us any more money, how are we going to have economic growth for our business or our family? Well, we got to get rid of the debt. You get rid of the debt. Some people declare bankruptcy, and you pass the debt. You get rid of the debt. Some people think that what you can do is just print your money out of the way and do it. But the debt has to be liquidated one way or the other, and the market will liquidate it. Most likely, it'll be liquidated with inflation. And that, to me, for inflation, the conventional wisdom, they call inflation rising prices. We have horrendous inflation right now because that measures the money supply, and that we've already inflated. The consequence are rising prices, and sometimes they come quickly, and sometimes they come delayed, and sometimes they come in the stock market, and sometimes in the bond market, and sometimes the consumer prices. And I think that's starting to happen. I think we may well just move into conditions like we had in the 70s. But I think because the situation is so bad and the foundation is gone, once people recognize this, there will be some panicking out. And then this system will have to stop. Then we will have to do something. And fortunately, one of the best things that will happen is that we will no longer be able to afford our empire. And we'll have to quit that because people will not trust the dollar, that we'll keep printing dollars and passing them off on other people and taking their goods. So that
Ron, if I can just interrupt you just for a second, we need to take a real quick break for a commercial here. Going to have you right back in about 30 seconds. I agree with everything that you're saying. Ladies and gentlemen, just hang on through the commercial. We're going to be back with Dr. Ron Paul.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are what you eat,
No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, we're back with Dr. Ron Paul. And Dr. Paul, I'd like to take you back to 2008 and to the last economic crisis. I went back and checked. As you know, I was a staffer on Capitol Hill at the same time you were a member of the Financial Services Committee. And I went back and checked my notes. And on September 22nd, 2008, you might remember a meeting that was held of the Republican members of the House Financial Services Committee after votes on a Monday night upstairs at the Capitol Hill Club, which is a Republican enclave across the street from the Cannon House office building. And at that time, it was almost like a pass the microphone around session where each of the members was allowed to opine about, at that time, the world was just coming apart and seemingly in real time. And the members were allowed to each speak their own mind about where they were. And there was a great deal of panic in the room. And I remember it very well because Spencer Baucus, the congressman from Alabama, who was the ranking Republican on the committee at the time, turned to you and he pointed his finger at everyone and he said, "Ron Paul has been saying this was going to come." And a lot of people laughed at him, but here it is. And I want to hear what Ron Paul has to say. And I remember that very distinctly, and I went back and checked my notes, and it was September 22nd. And by the way, I also checked today, at that time, the federal debt was $9,700,000,000,000, and today it's $19,700,000,000,000. So needless to say, they didn't listen to Ron Paul. My question would be, in anticipating the crisis to come, you see this rise of the alternative media that you indicated, Mises, other Austrian and other outside-the-box thinkers on economic policy and on empire and the like. At what point do you think that reaches a critical mass so that when the next crisis comes, that the officialdom in Washington will have to look at the people who do have the answers and did call it right before?
Well, that is the major challenge that everybody has. And Mises would argue that you don't know that exact point. You can say that it's getting to that point where something will happen. I think we're at a point now where it won't take a whole lot, because I look at it as a huge building that has no foundation anymore. The foundation has been totally eroded. It's standing there. It's tottering. But something's going to come along, and it's not going to have to be horrendous. But the wealth is artificial because it's based artificially with malinvestment and artificial money and all of these mistakes that have been made. So it could be an event. We follow closely on the Ron Paul Liberty Report. report foreign policy events. And when we look at things that are going on in Iraq and Syria right now, and even still in Afghanistan, in Yemen, a mistake can happen. There, another mistake can happen in Ukraine. And all the, and one thing that might precipitate it in foreign policy would be these people in Washington now who are obsessed, totally obsessed with trying to stir up trouble with both Russia and China. It makes no sense whatsoever. And talking about, you know, trade barriers and protectionism, something's going to topple over. And we're not totally in the driver's seat right now. We still have the benefit of issuing the reserve currency in the world, and still people are taking it. But when we lose that status, I think the reversal of this will be like the crashing down of a building that had no foundation. And then we have to start rebuilding, and that's still up for grabs on who gets to do it and what will it be like. Could it be possible that we get somebody much worse? And, of course, I argue that there's a very good chance that good can come of it. But this is what happened in the Soviet system. I was drafted in the 1960s during the Vietnam War. And also the Cuban crisis. And right now, you know, we're in such shambles, but we never had to fight the Soviets. You know, we beat the Soviets, or the Soviets beat themselves internally, and that's what we're doing to ourselves. ISIS is coming to get us. And if you compare the ISIS threat to the threat of our own government taking away our liberties and destroying our economy and putting us engaged in these foreign adventurism, that's where the greatest danger is. So it could happen foreign policy-wise. It could be an economic catastrophe. I think it has to be even bigger than Lehman Brothers. There'll be something, because the debt is unsustainable. The trust is not perpetual. And they're believing that they can always manage it. When I challenge even Greenspan and Bernanke on these issues, they say, yeah, you're right. It's difficult. But we now know a lot more about monetary policy than we ever knew before. And that's why we don't have to worry about gold and these other things, because they saw themselves as great managers. Well, I don't see the Fed managers or anybody in Congress managing the economy, because they're not capable of doing it. And they need a 101 class on what is individual liberty all about.
You know, Ron, one of the reasons I don't think that's ever going to happen, and perhaps this is being a little too pessimistic, but I'd like your view on it. You know, I know a number of politicians. I certainly don't know nearly as many as you and Glenn do. But, you know, I've had interesting conversations with various politicians on the national level about this very issue. And the issue is this, you know, God gave us free will, and people can rationalize doing whatever, people will rationalize doing whatever they want to do. And I would maintain that politicians today, and I certainly wouldn't put your son Rand into that category, but politicians today, for the most part, are in it to win it. It's a very self-serving situation right now. And I think that as long as those folks can continue to control the voters, then this thing I don't think will ever change until it does, until the building, as you say, does come crashing down.
Well, you know, the big question is, how is winning? I don't think anybody wants to see somebody that seeks to be a loser. But there's a big difference. If my goal personally had been to go to Washington, sort of on a fluke, I was surprised. But what if I decided, well, you know, I'm an expert on monetary policy, and I'm going to work my way up to be the chairman of the banking committee. Yeah. Well, it could have been done, you know, sure, if I'd have played ball. Sold all my votes, you know, to the committee, raised millions and millions of dollars to become the chairman, and then have zero. You have to literally sell your soul. Mm-hmm. Now, people like a Walter Jones, when he decided to take a position, he continues to do it, he loses his position. And that's irrelevant. But he's a winner. Walter is a winner. I hope I have shown how you can win differently. But if the goal is power, and it's there's an addiction for power. And people are gravitate there because they literally start with believing average people don't know what to do and they won't take care of themselves. They need us to take care of them. So they go in, and once they have this power, it builds and builds. And it lasts for a while, but eventually authoritarianism destroys liberty, destroys prosperity. It's deadly. And we're facing the end consequences, the ending of the Keynesian experiment and our foreign policy of interventionism. And I think that is what the people have to realize. And I think a lot more people realize that. You know, when I had a confrontation with Giuliani over foreign policy and why people want to come here and kill us, people thought, the media came out and said, boy, I guess you won't ever come back here again. I guess you'll have to drop out. And yet it was the moment that my ability to reach people dramatically changed because there were a few more people out there than anybody ever dreamed that would like to hear something somewhat differently. So I believe there's a lot of people out there. I believe in a remnant spirit of those that have it in both a religious sense and in a political sense. They're out there, and there's a great need. So it's up to all of us individually and no matter what we do to meet up to the responsibility to present the case for the solution, a moral solution of defending natural rights and personal liberties and peace and prosperity. It's available to us, but it's a tough job. And I'm not naive, but I still believe that many people in this country are on the right track and that we can combat the bad ideas that have brought us to this doorstep with good ideas. I believe we're further advanced on economic policies and understanding of what liberty than even our founders were. So there's reason to believe that we have to reach out, especially to the young people, so that there is a healthy transition toward liberty, something we were given. At least we were started that way. And in the last 100 years, we've sort of reneged on protecting it. But there's no reason why we can't restore this enthusiasm for liberty.
Well, Dr. Paul, I got to tell you, that's a very, very appropriate place on a positive note, I think, to end this particular discussion, because there are too many gloom and doomers in the United States right now. One thing listeners are going to find out as this show progresses is that we are really looking and want to stress the positive side of society. You know, we're going to have our hero of the week, our hero of the month, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people are trying very hard to make it work. And I want to say, I have to give you all the credit in the world for starting this particular movement. Dr. Paul, it really is a privilege and a pleasure to be talking with you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.